Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people would not be surprised to learn that, according to a recent study reported in Inc. magazine, entrepreneurs experience more stress than average employees. Our next guest believes that stress can be reduced by reconnecting with one's personal life through storytelling, an exercise she believes can also help an entrepreneur's brand awareness. Renee Manning is an integrative executive coach and founder of the Biggest Small Things podcast. She joins us now by phone from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Renee, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's so great to be here.
So first of all, give us your background on how you got into all of this.
Well, you know, I was working with entrepreneurs at the Entrepreneurs Organization, EO, in the headquarters in Alexandria. For about 13 years, I was in deep with entrepreneurs and their needs and their experiences. And through that, I got the idea that, hey, I could be an entrepreneur as well. So about 2 years ago, I decided to launch my own company. It's the podcast and my coaching practice, which is executive coaching with an integrative twist. So I include yoga, meditation, visualization practices within my coaching. The podcast is about entrepreneurial stories with heart. Working with entrepreneurs, I found out there are the small things, the tiny moments in our experience that stick with us and really make a huge impact on our decisions moving forward and how we live our lives. So my podcast is all about stories with heart. I find it's very relatable and very universal for entrepreneurs or even someone considering a side hustle.
If you can, share with us a real-world example of how this has worked for someone.
Absolutely. So someone, for example, told me the story about how when in high school, they sort of flaked on a painting job for a friend of the family. And they didn't think much of it until they were called out by their parents. So this lesson in getting the job done and having work ethic stuck with them and became part of their brand. We get the job done. It's one of those things that maybe sounds generic to someone, but when you know that it's backed up with a story that comes directly from their experience, it's something then that's very much alive, not just something that was a buzzword.
How about for somebody who is not adept at storytelling? How do they extract that story out of themselves?
Well, you know what? That's a great question because storytelling comes with practice, right? And most of us aren't sitting around reflecting. So I find that there are some easy ways, or easier, I should say, ways to access these stories. And the first one is through quiet time reflection. So there are some resources that I like to use, and one in particular, the StoryCorps project from NPR, has some amazing questions that can help to really get you thinking, what was I doing? Or talking to other people about what happened in the past that generates those ideas. So starting with the great questions, and then moving through kind of a literary narrative of thinking about what's the background, you know, who are the players, what's happening, what's the struggle. Every good story has a struggle, and sometimes that's hard to talk about because we could feel a little embarrassed maybe or vulnerable. But without the struggle, you don't have the climax, and that's the third piece of the narrative. And the climax is when it all kind of comes together. And then finally, there's the resolution. And the resolution is when you get to the point that you know you've got something, you've found a way to move forward, and you're out of that place of struggle. And then you can really start to apply that moving forward with your business. So that's the life lessons or the business lessons that come through the process of thinking through these stories. So background, struggle, climax, and then the resolution.
Well, Renee, great information. Thank you so much for helping us out today.
Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Renee Manning is an integrative executive coach and founder of the Biggest Small Things podcast. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this podcast again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also find links to connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.